My name is Jordan Maxwell. For the past 43 years of my life, I have spent researching and studying the world of hidden knowledge, ancient mysteries, occult and secret societies, fraternal orders. My real first love is theology, occult theology. But let me warn you, and let me say that the word occult does not mean evil or bad. It carries that denotation, but it's not really bad. Occult simply means hidden. Anything which is hidden is occult. It's a Latin word for hidden. Consequently, so much of knowledge, important spiritual, political, sociological knowledge, it's been hidden. And so I have spent, as I said, the past 43 years of my life searching out hidden knowledge. And that's what I do. I'm fascinated by how much we don't know. The state of Israel is actually connected to America in a very arcane and secret way. So they are the state of Israel is connected to the American federal system. It's very interesting. That's why America sends billions and billions and billions of dollars. Quite literally, I've heard the figure per year, something like $17 billion a year to the state of Israel. Incredible amounts of money. Why? There's something else going on here, and they haven't told you the whole story. If you were looking down from a satellite, looking down onto the Earth, or even higher out than a satellite would be, you would see that the largest single landmass on the Earth is from Russia, from the northeast tip of Russia, all the way across to Central West Africa, to the West African coast, then from England, Ireland, England, all the way across to India, and you crisscross the largest single landmass on the earth. That cross comes right through the city of Jerusalem. That's where it crosses. And so the old ancient Phoenician Canaanites, being the bankers, they said, if you come in through town to do business, Jack, you're going to pay us up front. And so whoever controls Jerusalem controls the flow of oil, drugs, all kinds of products, the flow of gold, diamonds, all the valuable things in the world goes through Jerusalem. That's why it's the holy city. Money. International, monetary, world, the situation set up so that all money, all flowing of business, commerce, goes through Jerusalem. That's the name of the tomb. And that's why Jerusalem is so important to the American people. Now, you've got to give the people a reason why Israel is so important. Now, we know that Israel is very important because of strategically where it sits on the trade routes to control the flow of oil, drugs, diamonds, and a lot of drugs in Israel, going through Israel. Major, major movements of illicit narcotics and drugs through Israel. And diamonds, gold, money, etc., etc. But you've got to give the people who are going to go over there and lose their lives and give their sons and war, you've got to give them a reason. So we tell them that it's religious. It's the Lord's chosen people, the Lord's people. And the Lord himself has chosen Israel. And we give them a line. You'd be surprised what Americans love. They love that kind of stuff. And so we tell them, you know, it's the Lord's will. And the Lord Jesus was there, and all the great prophets and all of that. And so we have to protect that little country, Israel, because it's the Lord's will. So I believe that all of these things which are happening right now in the Middle East, there are many factors involved, obviously. It's not just oil. It's not just money. Those are the cards on the table. When you're laying out the game and you're going to play a game, a high-stakes game, say in Las Vegas, where hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars, are laying on the table, and you're playing a high-stakes game, you're going to have the cards you've got that you're playing. Well, one of the cards that's being used in this high-stakes game is, of course, oil. One of them is, of course, drugs. Drugs are very big business in the Middle East and in Europe, and so I feel that the drugs are one card. Oil is a second card. The control of money, banking, fraternities, controlling the flow of commerce and business in the world. That's another card on the table. But above the cards are the players. The players only using the cards. And I think the players in this world game that's being laid out for us now are guided not by the cards. They're guided by something else. There's something else going on here. And it has to do with secret societies and ancient religion. People have been, living from day to day, never realizing the profound impact secrets have on us. Secret government, secret projects, secret knowledge. And today we are beginning to see that the world is in serious trouble. I believe that the things which are going on in the world today, not the least of which the Middle Eastern war and Middle Eastern intrigue, I think the machinations that are going on behind the scenes of world government are being orchestrated. I have no doubt in my mind, after 43 years of looking at this subject, that so much of our world, the wars, the violence, the bloodshed, the animosity among races, is purposely designed by someone. Catholic Church is involved in Israel. They're involved in the Holocaust. When the Germans saw, when the Nazis saw that the war was going bad for them and that they were going to lose the war, that was like 1944, all the top Nazis were given Vatican passports and given safe passage and money through the Vatican banks. Money was given to all the top Nazis to get them out. So the Vatican sent a bunch of Nazis to Uruguay, Paraguay, Brazil, Argentina. We know they're down there. Well, it's all Catholic down there. That's right. That's why they're down there. The scientists and the theoreticians, they sent directly through the CIA, which is the Knights of Malta organization for the Catholic Church. Catholic Church is CIA. CIA is Catholic Church. The CIA broke into the Watergate Hotel. Watergate Hotel is owned by the Vatican. The owners of the Watergate Hotel today in Washington, D.C. is owned by the Catholic Church. It's the Vatican owner. The Vatican owns the Watergate. And the CIA was in there doing their dirty work in the Watergate Hotel. And then they got Nixon kicked out of office because Nixon realized that the Vatican is involved in all this crap and the English involved in all this crap. So the Vatican set up their own people. Send the CIA into, well, we can't do it in just any place. That's all right. Send it to our hotel. We'll take care of it. Reinhard Gehlen was not only a Knight of Malta, but he was also one of the founders of today, the CIA. Reinhard Gehlen was the man in charge of security for Adolf Hitler. He was chief of security for the Nazi Empire, Reinhard Gehlen. And when he saw that things were going bad and they were going to lose, Reinhard Gehlen was chief of security. He's not an idiot. And this guy knows the war is up. We've lost. So he goes to the Vatican, and the Vatican gets him a ticket over here to work for America, and he comes over here and sets up something called the CIA. All of these religious leaders in America on television, they have contracts under the table with international oil cartels, drug cartels, banking cartels, and they are reaping in millions of dollars in private profits in European banks that American Christians have no idea in the world about. But all you have to do is just start doing some homework and checking on all of the so-called Christian leaders who are all for the state of Israel. Find out how much money did you make last year. Then you begin finding out the oil companies put up millions of dollars for Christian churches to send out missions. So many of the Christian missionaries that go out around the world, and these you see them nightly on television, missionary movements that go out to the poor, starving people of Africa and the poor people of China. These missions are being financed, but a lot of the big churches are not telling their people that it's being financed by oil companies. Oil companies and drug cartels are financing many of the church's missions throughout the world. We now know, we have documented proof beyond a shadow of a doubt, that World War I, World War II were planned long in advance. The things which are going on in the Middle East have been planned for, I believe, at least 40 years, minimum. I can show you at least 40 years ago that this government, American government, was already keenly anticipating a major war in the Middle East. When the corporation called United States, after the change of the century, coming into 1900s, decided they wanted to expand. They got so much money and they're doing so well, they thought maybe we could expand the business, move the corporation out a little bit. Let's expand business. Let's go to Germany or Europe and open up a big corporation there and take in their corporation, their government. We'll take them over. And the Germans said, hey, Jack, you know, it's like a mafia. What are you coming over here? You're gonna buy me? I'll buy you. You don't buy me. Like the Godfather movie. What, you're going to come into Las Vegas and you're going to give me and you're going to buy my hotels? Who says I'm going to sell my hotels? And the American corporation, British American corporation, said, unfortunately, maybe you didn't understand. Let me restate it so you understand. I didn't ask you. I'm telling you. We're moving in here. It's called a corporate takeover. And so there was a hostile corporate takeover where the American corporation decided they want to take over in Europe and they didn't want to be taken over. Well, it's too bad. We're going to take over anyway. So they called it a hostile corporate takeover. We call it World War I. So the corporation called United States was able to overthrow the existing corporate order in Europe, but it cost a lot of money. They had to build a lot of tanks and jeeps and pay a lot of people. And the corporation, well, they were successful. They did what they wanted to do. But they went broke doing it. And so when they went broke doing it, and then the bankers pulled their money out in 29, we had something called a stock market crash. Because the corporation spent so much money, they went broke. So the international banker says, well, if you're broke, what are you coming to me for? I'm not going to loan you money if you're broke. And so what do you have as collateral? You got any collateral that you could put up for me to loan you the money? And the corporation called United States, the British corporation called United States, said, yes, we have the stock. We'll give you stock in the company. You are the stock in the corporation. So they give your body to the banks in Switzerland. So your body now becomes stock for the corporation called United States because you are a money maker. Bankers came in and said, if we're going to loan you money, you guys have lost money, you guys have gone bankrupt, we're going to take care of the accounting, we're going to see where the money goes. We'll give you the money, but we're going to make it sure it goes where we want it to go. So they set up the Federal Reserve System, and then the collection agency to make damn sure that you people pay us. We're going to set up to keep a record of how much you owe us in business each week. We're going to call that the Federal Reserve. And to make sure that your stock, all the chumps out there in America working, make sure the stock pays us. We're going to make sure they pay us. You don't just tell me you're going to pay. I'm going to make sure they're going to pay. So we will set up a collection agency. Our own personal collection agency is called the Internal Revenue. You mess with us, Jack, and we're going to hurt your face. You owe us money. So the banks loan money to the privately owned corporation called United States, and the United States Corporation gave your body, your birth certificate, to the banks as collateral for the loan. And that's why today Americans are nothing but slaves. Now this is something I want you to understand, and you need to listen carefully because this is profoundly important. Most people have never heard this and don't even understand what I'm trying to say. So try and follow what I'm going to tell you. There are two kinds of law on the earth, as I've said. One is called civil law, which is the law of the land, and one is called maritime admiralty, which is called the law of water. Maritime admiralty is banking law. And the law on the maritime admiralty says that you, because you came out of your mother's water, are a maritime admiralty product. This is why the ship is sitting in its berth and it's tied to the dock, and the captain has to give a certificate of manifest to the port authorities, because money is changing hands. This is why when you were born, you have to have a birth certificate. It's got to be signed by the dock, because that's where the ship is tied to, is the dock. So the dock signs your birth certificate. Why? Because you came down out of your mother's water. You came down her birth canal. You are a maritime admiralty product. And therefore, your birth certificate is signed by your mother. And where your mother signed on the birth certificate, get it, you will see it does not say parent or mother, it says informant. Your mother was informing that the bank that she has just produced another product to be bought and sold. England, the British Crown, through international banking, owns your physical body. And that's the law. So you can think it's funny all you want. So the bottom line is that you are a maritime admiralty product. And therefore, the banks own your body. And on the back of the Social Security card will be numbers in red. On the front will be in blue or black, but on the back will be in red. The numbers on the back of a Social Security card in red designate your body. It is the serial number of your stock. And this is why if you're wealthy, you are preferred stock. If you're poor, you are common stock. But you are a stock on the stock market. Your body is bought and sold through the use of your birth certificate. And if you could get your original birth certificate back, you would find that on the back of the birth certificate are all the banks around the world. All over the world, banks have used your birth certificate because you are a stock in a maritime admiralty banking scheme where you make money for banks. So consequently, the corporation and government and people who want to control you, they create a second you, and that second you that they control, that they created, is all capital letters. Check it out. Anytime you get a bill, you get a lawsuit, you get a fine, a ticket, somebody sends you a bill from the Department of Water and Power, check it out on your driver's license. on your Social Security card, on your insurance cards, anything, period. Anything having to do with business, your name will always be in all capital letters, because only all capital letters can be dealt with by banks and government. Anytime you have a name upper and lowercase, that applies to you. I got no control over you. You sign a contract in which your name is in all capital letters, now I can take you to court. Now I can take you. As a matter of fact, the judge sits on the bench. He rules from the bench. The word bench in Latin is a bank. Look it up in a Latin dictionary. So the judge rules from the bench. Right, because he's ruling for the bank. Why? Because somebody's got to pay. It's just a game here. The Queen of England wants a cut of the American blood. She wants a piece. So it's gonna, you know, somebody's going to pay, and the money's going to go where? Into a bank. That's right. The judge rules on the bank. So consequently, if you are working in California making money, you are then referred to as a franchisee. You're a franchisee of a foreign corporation. 1849 Constitution of California. 1849 Constitution of California says no California citizen will ever pay taxes in California state. Ever. There will never be a state tax in California. Ever. That's the Constitution in California. But if you say that you're a United States citizen, you're saying you are privately, you work for a privately owned corporation called United States. Therefore, you are a franchisee of a foreign corporation. Therefore, you must pay the California Franchise Tax Board. Not California State Tax Board. There is no state tax in California. You pay the California Franchise Tax Board because you're a franchisee of a foreign corporation on the maritime banking law, international law. You work for the Queen of England. Your butt is owned by the Queen of England in a corporation called United States, while a man called Bush is the president of the British corporation. You want to talk treason? You need to wake up and find out how this stuff really works. Because once you understand that you don't need to submit yourself as an American to a British commercial venture called courts. You're an American. You don't need to go to court. That's somebody, you only go to court because you agreed to go to court. When they send you a subpoena to court or summons to court, and they've sent you something, you look at it and say, hey, Jack, that's not me. That's in all capital letters. All capital letters is a corporation. It's a corpse. It's dead. Do I look like I'm dead to you? No, I'm an American, Jack. I ain't dead. And besides, I'll go to American system for justice. I don't need no British Grand Lodge Masonic system called courts. This British Grand Lodge Freemasonic system called Inns of Court comes out of England. And it has manipulated, exploited, and lied to the people. And everybody in America thinks they got to go to court. Oh, the judge is, they sent me something that I've got to go to court. I don't go to anybody's court. I'm an American. I don't need to go to court. That's the difference between being a free man and a slave. Very few Americans have ever really thought about the fact who was the enemy of this country when it was being founded. Who was it George Washington was at war with? Bloodshed on the field of battle. Who were the Americans fighting and dying on the field of battle, fighting to found this country? The Russians? No, as a matter of fact, the Russians were our supporters. The French? No. The French were supporting us. They loved us. They thought it was a great idea, somebody actually standing up for their right to becoming a free people. And the French said, hey, that's sensational. Matter of fact, we'll come over and help you if you want. Anybody that fights against that bunch of cutthroat murderers, British royalty, will help. Even the Tsar of Russia said, hey, you guys going to revolt against England? Hey, about time, somebody will come help you. And so Russia helped the Americans. French helped Americans. All over the world, people say, hey, it's about time you guys got out. I love it. See somebody stand up for their own rights and take their country and become a free people. Your enemy, when you founded this country, was England, British royalty. When Americans stood up in the field of battle and whipped the King of England's ass and sent the British back with their asses bleeding, all over the world, wealthy people, potentates, kings, rulers, princes, all the powerful people in the world, all over the earth, were watching. And they say, hey, we heard the King of England got his ass kicked last week by a little group of people called Americans. Well, they chased your ass out of town, didn't they? And consequently, the King of England became the laughing stock of the world. Everybody, hey, boy, he's got all the big army and the red coats and their guns and everything. That little bunch of Americans, they kicked your ass and sent you back crawling on your knees. What you going to do about that? You going to let him get away with that? And so the king realized he could not. They beat you on the field of battle, and they're mad. If you come back, they're going to kill you again. And so the King of England and the British royalty decided, no, we're not going to send any more people over there because you're not going to win. Those people are crazy. They got guns, and they're mad. Leave it alone. Just leave it alone. Later on, we'll dream up some things called United States government. And we'll incorporate it. And we will bring in what we call, let's say, call them attorneys and lawyers. And then we'll do business and sign contracts. And we'll be their friends. And one day, we're going to own them. The British invasion. They call the rock groups that came out of England the British invasion. That's not the only thing Britain invaded with. They invaded with treason, bloodshed, lies, deception. They've given us courts. They've made you into a corporation. They've made you so that you are politically dead. You walk into a courtroom and the judge wears a black robe. Black is the color of death. I mean, you've got Dracula wears a black robe. Frankenstein wears black. You know, always the jailer and the guy who's going to cut your head off wore the black robes. What is this black robe stuff of judges? Where does this black robe stuff come from? Somebody needs to do their homework and find out America has been raped. And the people who are running this country are nothing more than turncoats. They're traitors who have sold our great republic out. They've sold us out to our masters in England. I, for one, would like to see all British in this country, all British money, all British financing, all British corporations chased out of this country. Give them 72 hours to be out of this country, and you tell the Queen we're not sending over American boys into the Middle East to save your goddamn oil. Tell the Queen no longer will Americans crawl on their knees to that woman, to the Queen of England. What a travesty. What a travesty in this country to watch America, the great republic, being raped by the British royalty. Somebody needs to do their homework. It's all business. I don't want you to take this personal. It's just business. This is the way banks work. This is the way courts work. This is the way government works. They manipulate and use words and terms and frighten you. I, for one, am not only not frightened, I'm tired of the lies and deception. I'd like to see America free again. That's my feeling. And thank you and good night.